Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm well. We're heading towards the end of the year. We're in the season of giving. Holidays are upon us. I guess the time is right to kind of look back and see how the Film Commission views 2016. How do you view it?
Well, we've had a remarkable year. First of all, we have like three or four projects that are currently shooting, including a large, television pilots and a couple of movies. But you know, when I look back at 2016 in total, you'd really got to look and say, we did some pretty neat things here. And I think maybe the highlight of it all was the movie Marshall, which was an independent film, but it brought a lot of attention and a lot of big actors to town. So, so that was very, very significant. And in fact, just this past Saturday night, the Motion Pictures Mechanics Union swore in 20 new members, into their ranks. For years, they really didn't see the growth here in the film industry, and they didn't add any positions, union positions. They didn't open them. So now they have, and that's pretty significant, I think.
And that's based on the fact that the crews were working at a greater level throughout the year.
They were working on a greater level and also on bigger budget movies, ones that they came in under the union guys and, were in under union contracts. So it's really been a year not just of volume, but also the size and scope of a lot of these pictures as well. But one thing I think that we've determined here in New York State is that Buffalo and Western New York has become very, very relevant. The tax incentives, are likely to stay here and stay in place, even though they sunset in a few years. Everybody forecasts that'll be renewed. So that's the confidence is there from a lot of these bigger studios and larger independent producers. So from that standpoint, I think it's really good. And we're going to continue to market the area. We'll be at Sundance in January and at a number of other places, including some studio visits in Los Angeles also in January. So, we're not letting up, and we're going to continue to talk about Buffalo and Niagara Falls and, Lockport and all the great places around Western New York here that we can shoot these movies.
What do we got coming up here in the new year? Can you talk about that a little
bit? Yeah, I mean, you got to be careful, obviously, for confidentiality reasons, but we have a major network television show poking around, and they're looking at doing some work here in the spring, and we have two pretty sizable movies, very, very big, and a lot of other ones that are that mid-level and smaller indie film as well. So I mean, I gotta tell you, as I look toward 2017, I just see continued growth. It's funny, I was looking at a chart the other day that showed the last 5 years of growth, and it has been very, very significant. There has been no real downturns. It's always going up. So, and it's been a very healthy growth and a very steady growth. So it's not like too much, and I think it's good. And I think the future is very, very bright.
Next time we get together, you'll be maybe talking from Sundance.
We'll probably pipe in from out west. You're right.
Okay. Give us an update on what's going on with that. In the meantime, wish you the best for the holidays.
And to you and all your listeners, too. It's been a privilege this year, 2016, and I'll continue to be back here in 2017 to keep everyone updated.
My guest is Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldball, and you're listening to WBFO's Press Pass.